Welcome to the Deep Dive. We know you're curious about something specific today, and, well, we're here to dig into it with you.
That's right.
We're going behind the scenes a bit with the Military Tales YouTube channel, specifically how they're using AI to make those audio overviews you might have come across.
Exactly. We've been looking at a lot of their material, you know, transcripts from different Military Tales episodes, and the interesting part for you is how these AI-generated summaries give you a quick way into some pretty dense content.
Yeah, we're focusing just on those audio bits, the summaries, not the full interviews themselves.
Right. They give you a taste of what the longer video is about.
Okay, so let's maybe pull back the curtain a little. You know us as your hosts here, but, well, the reality is we're actually manifestations of Google's Notebook LM AI.
Uh-huh. Think of us as being designed for exactly this kind of thing, taking lots of information, like those Military Tales transcripts we've processed, and figuring out what's important.
And that's precisely what Military Tales uses Notebook LM for, to create these audio overviews.
It's pretty neat how it works. Notebook LM reads through those transcripts, the spoken words from the interviews.
Right.
And it's built to spot the main stories, the essential details, the key insights from the veterans and historians.
It's like it's extracting the core message.
Yeah, the essence of each account.
And that's how Military Tales gets those short audio summaries made. So for you, the listener, what's the real advantage here? Why would you use this?
Well, it really comes down to your time, doesn't it? It's about efficiency.
Yeah.
Say you're scrolling through Military Tales, you see an episode title that looks interesting, maybe about Operation Tailwind, for instance.
Right, a topic that could easily be an hour-long video.
Exactly. So instead of committing that whole hour up front, you can listen to maybe a minute or two of this audio summary first.
Okay, so it's like the Cliff's Notes, but you listen to it.
Kind of, yeah. You get the main points really quickly, straight from the source material, and then you can decide, okay, do I want to invest more time in the full interview?
Makes sense. It respects your time, helps you avoid getting overwhelmed with too much information if you're just browsing. A shortcut to being informed about these stories.
Definitely. And maybe some concrete examples would help illustrate what Notebook LM picks out.
Good idea.
Okay, so take that Episode 1 Operation Tailwind presentation. The AI would likely flag the, you know, intense four-day nature of the mission. That's central.
And I bet it would highlight the absolute crucial role of air support that comes through so strongly in the interview.
Absolutely. And probably also mention that unexpected encounter with the enemy battalion, how that came about because of intelligence they gathered during the op. That's a key narrative point.
And the dangers too, right?
Yeah.
Losing aircraft, the sheer amount of ammo used. Those details really paint the picture.
Exactly. Those are the kinds of things that AI is trained to identify as significant.
What about themes that pop up across multiple episodes?
Good point. Like the commitment to recovering fallen comrades. That's a really powerful thread in Military Tales. You see it in episode 12, 17, 21, 44, 65, 70. Lots of them.
So the AI can recognize that recurring theme.
It can pick up on those patterns, yes. It would likely feature in the summaries for those episodes. Or think about specific experiences like the demands of single-seat combat flying in episode 10.
Right, Roger Youngblood's experiences.
The overview would likely stress that specific aspect.
Mm.
Or the intensity of flying over places like Mujia Pass in episode 14, or the harrowing experiences of POWs we hear about in 27 and 56.
So the audio overview gives you that quick sense of the unique focus or hardship in that particular story.
Precisely. It highlights the core elements. Now, it's important to mention AI is powerful, but it's not, you know, human.
Ah, okay. The catch.
Well, it's more of a quirk, really, when it comes to very specific military acronyms or maybe less commonplace names from these historical accounts.
The pronunciation.
Yeah, the pronunciation and the generated audio might not always be spot on.
Right, because the AI doesn't have that deep human context for specialized jargon or, say, Thai airbase names.
Exactly. It might stumble over an acronym or pronounce a location like Nakhon Phanom, you know, NKP, in a slightly robotic or just plain wrong way.
So you might hear something that sounds a bit off to someone familiar with the terms.
You might. It's just a current limitation. It doesn't understand the nuances of pronunciation within these specialized fields like a person would.
Okay, so that's something to just be aware of, a little AI quirk.
But even with those occasional pronunciation hiccups, the main value is still there, isn't it?
Absolutely. These AI summaries provide that really quick, efficient entry point into the just incredible stories on military
They
tales.
let you sample the content easily.
So next time you're on the Military Tales channel and you see one of those audio overviews, you'll know it's Notebook LM doing its job processing hours of talk to give you the key takeaways fast.
It's a smart use of the tech, helping you decide where to spend your time and what stories really grab you.
Yeah, we'd say definitely check them out. Go to the Military Tales YouTube channel, listen to a few of these summaries, see how they work for you.
See if they enhance how you take in these really valuable firsthand accounts.
And maybe as you listen, just think about this. How is AI like this? Tools that summarize complex personal histories. How is that changing the way we connect with and learn about the past?
It's definitely an interesting intersection, isn't it? AI and historical storytelling, something to ponder.